program you are about to hear, Bob's Slacktime Funhouse, is parody, satire, and comedy. Any reference to Bob, the Church of the Subgenius, religion, politics, or any other touchy subjects is intended only as humor and should cast no reflection on the high standards of WREK Atlanta, its staff, or that of Georgia Tech.
You're listening to Bob's Slacktime Funhouse.
Welcome.
The Lymph Node Edition.
Mars.
Yeah. No, Mars, the red planet.
The way it happened was you said, let's do a Mars show, and I said, okay. And then, like, a week later, when the two new Hours of Slack came out, one of them was about Mars.
Wow. You know, Mars was the Roman god of war, and people associate him with maleness and testosterone.
Ass kicking.
I got nothing.
Me neither.
So, right now, with all the warring going on, Mars is rising, people.
And probably has been for quite a while.
Yeah, I don't know much about the zodiac, but I do know this. Mars has apparently got a very masculine influence.
A donger in the sky.
It's got two moons. That sucks.
They're cowed. They have black eyes.
Mars has two mistresses, his moons. They orbit him.
Mars is potentially a giant tape, because tape is rust.
You would have to run it against a magnetic field to get a tape head effect.
Yes, you would.
And you could hear the planet screaming.
You could. Or singing, or whatever it does.
I assume screaming. It used to apparently harbor some kind of life. And I'm assuming now it's pretty upset about not.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. All engine running. Liftoff. We have a liftoff.
Let's go to Mars. Let's go to Mars. Let's go to Mars. Let's go to Mars. Let's go. We'll travel down in our rocket ship. Come along, let's take a trip. Only we will be million miles away. Let's go right now. Let's start today.
God of war, we come in peace. We carry the flag of humanity.
And so on to on leap to the stars. All of us must seek to do our part.
If Mars was where all of humanity came from and we screwed it up somehow, a la Krypton, we should find out about it. We should go there and try to learn from that lesson. Not that we would do anything beneficial from whatever info we glean. You know, it'd be nice to point and laugh at ourselves in the past.
It would be. If there's anywhere that an Arthur C. Clarke 2001 style sort of "Dear humanity, f you, sign the universe" is going to be found, is probably on Mars.
Dude, have you had any of that?
It's like Acapulco.
Cydonia skunk.
You know, nothing ever happens on Mars. No supersonic airplanes or sporty cars.
Thank you.
They had one rover recently who was about cashed out because its solar cells were so covered with schmutz.
Right.
And then some dust devil came whipping on by and, like, completely cleaned the thing off.
They assume a dust devil.
Well, they don't know. Maybe some little green bastard with a brush.
A homeless Martian? Dollar.
Mars is like a big red ball. It's planet number 4. It looks just like a big red ball. It's planet number 4. It has had a visitor that we sent to look around. This visitor was a little car riding on the ground. Oh, Mars is like a big red ball, and it's planet number 4.
I was the visitor, and my name is Sojourner. I had a partner by the name of Pathfinder, and we took a lot of pictures and sent them all back to Earth so that everyone could see what Mars really looks like. It has lots of rocks and even has mountains, and the soil is kind of reddish-orange.
I want to be a Mars explorer, hanging out at JPL with all my pals. We'll synchronize our clocks on local Mars time, and we'll count the stars deliriously. We built our PhDs on seminal degrees. Some of us are Caltech and some are MIT. And though we've got some brains up there, we're very normal folk. But this is rocket science, and the math is not a joke. Yes, I want to be a Mars explorer. Maybe I'll get to drive the rover. Solar power doing 1 mile per hour. I'm flying.
The Misfits like Mars.
Yeah, they turned into a Martian. Whoa.
And
insemination of little girls. Dancing Doug on Mars, huh? Baby, I'm going to the red planet.
Where it's evil.
Hey, it's red because it's evil.
I'm the evil Elvis.
Yeah. We've been at our new house for a couple of weeks, and I still didn't have any new friends. One day, while I was waiting at the bus stop, I was trying to talk to this girl named Colleen. She seemed nice, and I really wanted her to be my friend. "Hey, I'll tell you a secret if you'll be my friend." "Okay, what is it?" she said. "You'll have to promise to be my friend forever, because I can only tell my secret to my very best friends." "I promise." She seemed really interested. "You may find this hard to believe, but I'm a Martian, and it should definitely be kept secret." "You are not." "Yes, I am," I said in my most convincing voice. "My parents don't even know I'm a Martian. I'm here on a secret mission." "What kind of secret mission?" she asked. "I'm not allowed to reveal that, but I can tell you that it's friendly. I'm here to help Earth people, and I have a spaceship." "Really? Really? Where do you keep it?" she said. "I keep it in the attic of our new house. I flew my spaceship here at night before we moved, and I made a special trap door that opens the roof." As we're getting off the bus, I said, "I'll meet you at the flagpole after school, and I'll tell you more, okay?" "Okay," she said. "See you later." After school, Colleen met me at the flagpole with another girl I'd seen at the bus stop. Colleen whispered in my ear, "Her name is Barbie. She'll be your friend, too, if you tell her your secret." So I told Barbie, "I'm a Martian." At first, she didn't believe me. But by the time we got off the bus, I had two new friends. As we walked down the hill on our way home, Colleen asked if they could come in and see my spaceship. "I can't show it to you because, like I said, my parents don't even know I'm a Martian. And, of course, they don't know I have a spaceship either." Before I went in the house, Colleen and Barbie said that when they got home, they would ask if they could come over and play. Later, the doorbell rang, and Colleen was there with Barbie and another boy whose name was Danny. He was Colleen's brother, and Danny promised to be my friend, too, if I tell him my secret. Then all three of them started asking me a lot of questions about being a Martian. "I have antennas that I can put up or down. Watch, I'll put them up." "See?" "I don't see anything," said Barbie. "Oh, I forgot. Earthlings can't see them. I put them up to communicate with Mars." "Wow," said Danny. "Would you take us for a ride in your spaceship?" "I wish I could, but the only time I can take it out is late at night when my parents are asleep." The next day after school, two other kids came with Colleen, Barbie, and Danny, and they promised to be my friends. I never thought I'd have to tell so many people I was a Martian. Every day, more and more kids showed up, and every day I started feeling worse. I didn't know what to do. It was Saturday morning, and I was in my bedroom when the doorbell rang. "Please don't let it be for me. I know, I could hide in my closet." But before I could move, Mom came into my room. "What's your secret?" "My secret? Oh, no." I started to cry. "I told Colleen I would tell her a secret if she would be my friend. I told her I was a Martian. I just wanted her to be my friend. And then I had to tell Barbie, and then Danny. And now everyone wants me to tell them about being a Martian. What am I going to do?" Mom sat on my bed. "Tell them everything you told me." "But they won't be my friends anymore." "Maybe they'll still be your friends." I felt scared. But with Mom's encouragement, I went out and told them exactly what I told Mom. A couple of kids rolled their eyes and went home, and I felt a lot better.
Wash marciano es una cosa espantosa. Quieres escabecharte casi cualquier cosa. No es el cuerpo marrano que solía tener, ni la cara, mi reina, que tú has de querer. Porque
me convierto en marciano. No sé ni cómo me llamo. A veces no puedo ni dormir.
Las calles de noche, no creo que ningún humano sospeche. Pensamientos marcianos inundan mi mente. El planeta es mío con todo y su gente, porque
me convierto en marciano. No sé ni cómo me llamo. A veces no puedo ni dormir. En marciano me fui a convertir. Me fui a convertir. Comer bien.
There's a lot of new age crap that has to do with outer space, and they say women are from Venus and men have a penis.
And so they would never let it come between us. But yeah, that's a pretty good indication of how we project our bullish human assumptions onto cold rocks in space.
Or pets.
Or pets, or babies, or whatever. Or your favorite sports collective or political affiliation. But they're rocks in space, and we want to make them into vaginas and penises.
Our descent burn was good. The lander floated from on high. The HAP was waiting ready with its cameras on the sky. A cloud of dust and we were down 100 yards away. We ran our system checks and then prepared for EVA. The video showed the hat swing back, a figure stepping bold. In pressure suit of brilliant blue and faceplate gleaming gold. Climbing down the landing leg and standing on the skirt, a clear voice ringing out to speak with everyone on Earth. We come from planet Earth, we come for all of humankind, bringing life and seeking for the life we hope to find. A foot lifts up, a foot steps down, a footprint for all time. Our captain faced the camera and she gave a victory sign. The first footprint on Mars should be a woman's. Men got the moon and taking turns has always been our way. The men can land on Venus if they want to, that's just fine. But when women step on Mars, we're there to stay. I was number two, I took her picture from the lock. I brought the flags and climbed down as she picked up the first rock. I knew my friends at home would all be passing out cigars. I wasn't the first person, but the true first man on Mars. A planet doesn't care if you are short or if you're tall. Male or female, black or white, it matters not at all. Can you do the job with spirits high? And can you work the gear? Your team is all you've got and there's no room for bullshit here. The first footprint on Mars should be a woman. Men got the moon and taking turns has always been our way. Men men can land on Venus if they want to, that's just fine. But when women step on Mars, we're there to stay. Our crew shirt says it all, it's got so many faces grinning. We wear it proud, it says men are from Mars and so are women.
We're the Earth is fairly real on our feather tips of steel, spreading wings of wind and fire in another kind of flight. From the bread and forest like the jewel hangs before us as we challenge more than 50 million miles of sunlit night.
There are wings of flesh and feather, there are wings of bone and leather, there are wings of painted paper, painted polished wood and spars, but the wings of force and fire never falter, never tire, and the wings of human knowledge fan the void between the stars.
Mars is rising high, our closest cousin in the sky, where a half a billion years the restless wind has walked alone. Mountains rise and tire past the climber's fan desire, and the canyons fracture farther than our world has ever known.
There are wings of flesh and feather, there are wings of bone and leather, there are wings of painted paper, painted polished wood and spars. The wings of force and fire never falter, never tire, and the wings of human knowledge span the void between the stars.
Only drops are growing where the endless wind is blowing, hid like gold beneath the gravel, how much ice may yet be found. Water that once ran it carved its name into the planet, and the banks of fossil rivers spread across the rusted ground.
There are wings of flesh and feather, there are wings of bone and leather, there are wings of painted paper, painted polished wood and spars, but the wings of force and fire never falter, never tire, and the wings of human knowledge span the void between the stars.
When we stop to take its measure, won't the bulk of all our treasure be the tools we built to get there long before the ship arrives? If the old Apollo set the pattern we will follow, we will change the face of commerce and the structures of our lives.
There are wings of flesh and feather, there are wings of bone and leather, there are wings of painted paper, painted polished wood and spars, but the wings of force and fire never falter, never tire, and the wings of human knowledge span the void between the stars.
You can't run from Mars.
No, it's the bad boy in our neighborhood. Although if I were from Mars, I'd be pretty wary of that little green marble. You can see it.
These are threats.
These are threats.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, George Bush wants to...
Let's go to Mars.
Yeah, which if anyone else had said, I'd be all for it, but it doesn't make any sense.
No, anything coming out of his mouth. We ought to get off this burning boat.
You can't make me!
Once you colonize Mars, does that make you a Martian or just a transplanted Earthling?
Well, it raises all kinds of questions, doesn't it? I don't know, the first generation that's actually born on Mars will be, you know, green and puny.
Not necessarily. It depends on how well we terraform, if we can, in fact, do that.
Or, in fact, need to, if we don't just crack open the surface and find that there's...
Utopia!
Well, what we'll find is that it's a giant ball of garbage that we've already used up and thrown away.
Well, it's a big deal to find water on Mars. I mean, it's a really stinking huge deal. Too many real aliens from Mars.
They're mundane. They're cellular. Mold. They're not anything you can play chess with or fight a war with.
You think they're from Mars from, like, way back in the day?
Well, they found those microbes in that meteor in the Antarctic, which was Martian with the remnants of cells, cellular life.
Wow. See, and there's been conspiracy theories before that the environment on Mars was going to be wrecked and then the populace came to Earth... back when, you know, all the deserts were rainforest and such. You know, there's been a lot of movies about Mars because it's got to be pretty easy to film. You just go somewhere where nothing's growing.
Yeah, go to the desert. Sort of like the way they filmed the moon landing.
No, that really happened.
The same way they will film the Mars landing. We might just wind up pumping our dead ancestors into our SUVs.
Wow.
Or our hover SUVs.
They'd be hover hearses. Keep the bodies in the back and...
Just suck them dry. I like it. There's just got to be an ancestral memory of life on Mars in us. That's the only logical explanation.
Well, and it's our neighbor.
Even on this planet, it's not totally habitable. The poles are frozen solid. Oh, yeah.
Red dust in my eyes.
purple rocks and scarlet skies. Lander crashed some way back there. Radio's out, mothership don't care. Go day on Mars. Air supply is running low. There's no place for me to go. Major Tom was never here. Lucky devil, he won't have to share this cold day on Mars. Such a cold day on Mars. Cold day on Mars. Cold day on Mars.
Mayday, mayday. Allons, ici la base Delta sur la planète de Memory. Attention, ceci est un SOS. I say, oh, we are running out of air down here. Alors, vous pouvez respirer, mon vieux.
Dans ce bédagne, en tomate.
Broken capsule is my home. Days are long and I'm alone. Mystery message from out there. We're on our way, please don't despair. Cold day on my heart. Such a cold day on my eyes. Cold day on my eyes. Cold day on my
Martian wanted to be a star. He got out his cosmic guitar, took a lift on a galactic car. He'd be known on Earth one day. From this idea, cannot be swayed. The superstar, superstar from Mars, superstar from Mars, playing out his world sounds on his cosmic guitar. The superstar. The superstar was an instant hit. The girls swooned, the guys thought him hip. The older people thought he should quit. There's a city's plan to make us all get whips. The thing that made his fans beg was when he shook his fifth leg. The superstar. Superstar from Mars. Superstar from Mars. Playing out this world sounds on his cosmic guitar. The superstar. The superstar couldn't speak our tongue, but his cosmic guitar spoke to everyone. His solo dance was incredible fun. His passion eye left the girls stunned. But one day he re-entered his car, had other places to go far. The superstar. Superstar from Mars. Superstar from Mars. Playing out this world sounds on his cosmic guitar. The superstar. Super bop, 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 super bop, 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 super bop, 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 super bop.
location, location. Superstar in a superstar machine, taking it to the stars. Emotion lotion. Superstar, superstar machine. Super duper star!
Sushi bar, in a sushi bar machine, taking all I can eat, just for the hell of it.
Superstar, I'm a superstar machine, taking it to the stars.
Emotion, ocean,
super dip it in the day. Should dip it with the day.
Are we done?
Yeah, I think we're done, man.
All right.
We've been done for 2 years.
Oh, shit. If Ted May were here, I'm sure he could talk about missing links and Martians. If we could go to Mars, we could take people we didn't like and put them there.
That would be a good start.
Mars would be a great prison planet. We could have a whole new slave class.
It ain't the rock that's the problem, it's the monkeys on it. And we're just going to be moving monkeys to different rocks until all the rocks suck.
Suck rock, Atlanta.
Damn good rock.
I don't know, Thupa Chicken. That's all I got.
If you would like more information on the Church of the Subgenius, you could write to them at
P.O. Box 181-417, Cleveland Heights, Ohio, 44118-1417. Or visit them online
at
subgenius.com.
If, on the offhand, that you thought portions of this evening's show may have been a bit like amateur hour in the nerd corner of Christian hell, well, there's a reason for that. The reason is the Roger Delisle Mars Song Contest. Song.marsstuff, all one word with two S's, .com. In 2004 and 2000, the Mars Society somehow convinces people to submit songs about Mars. That's song.marsstuff.com. With that in mind, you've heard Marissa Donahue and John Bodie performing To The Great Hope. Then Dr. Bugsy performed his song Life on Mars. And after that, you heard Mars Junk, which was a cut-up of all the things that were too good or too bad to play. After that, Mark Dobbins performed If You Go to Mars. Then Hannah Russell broke out some kids to perform Mars. Then Michael J. Anthony oozed all over the control room with I Want to Be a Mars Explorer. And then we cleaned your palate, if you know what I mean, with The Misfits performing Teenagers from Mars. Then a slightly altered version of Rachel Sumner's children's story, The Lonely Martian. After that, Bob McNally got positively Venusian performing First Footprints on Mars. They're a chicks. Stephen Hardy had a different take on women on the red planet in Honeymoon on Mars. And then a filk that I couldn't help but like, Wings of Human Knowledge, written by Kat Faber. After that, the Trap got all psychedelic on you, performing Invasion of Mars. Then you heard three songs by a man named Jim Layo, L-A-Y-E-U-X, all layered over each other. After that, B.B. Boris performed Cold Day on Mars, and Johnny Cohen's Love Machine took you places you never wanted to go with Superstar from Mars. And of course, David Cross from Mr. Show with Superstar Machine. Oh, and you think that since you've made it this far, you deserve some sort of reward? How about monkeys? Huh? Space monkeys? space monkeys dancing on Mars, performed by David Hart and Amun-Ra. Following that, you'll be punished by Gonna Tread, Tread on the Red Planet by Alexander Jamieson. Listen to how he says shed, and yes, I'm positive that's what he's saying. On Bob's Slacktime Funhouse.
Just a little purple hair and 37 earrings. Dress up all in black with shiny metal knee rings. We're space kids from a cosmos really near ya. And when we start the party, it's something to see ya. Just little green men serving purple tequila. The walls are alive, I think they even see ya. That's not smoke, it's a Martian margarita. Drink too many, no one. You can dance all around, wiggle and shout. When nighttime comes around and the creatures come out, hold on to your data bag, the shake is coming down. Cause we're space monkeys dancing on Mars, yeah. Space monkeys dancing on Mars, yeah. Space monkeys dancing on Mars, yeah. Space monkeys dancing on Mars. We simply ask our trip through the galaxies and stars. When we turn green, both our eyes and our arms. Yeah, well, space monkeys dancing on Mars. Yeah, 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 space monkeys dancing on Mars. We simply ask our trip through the galaxies and stars. Then we turn green, both our eyes and our arms. Yeah, we're space monkeys dancing on Mars. Yeah, space monkeys dancing on Mars. Got a new neck brace made of platinum tortilla. My head glows so bright, no one can see ya. My six new arms are from the Martian sea ya. Nature's so strange, anything can be ya. You can dance all around, wiggle and shout. When nighttime comes around and the creatures come out, hold on to your data bank, the shaking's coming down. Cause we're coming to your home. Space monkeys dancing on Mars, yeah. Space monkeys dancing on Mars, yeah. Space monkeys dancing on Mars, yeah. Space monkeys dancing on Mars. We simply ask our trip through the galaxies and stars. Then we turn green, both our eyes and our arms. Yeah, well, space monkeys dancing on Mars. Yeah, space monkeys dancing on Mars.
Magnet of the Milky Way, Mars, now we explore you, Mars. It's crazy to say, but we'll hear the last scoff from debaters in bars. See the hats cast off when a noise as bizarre. The overgas cough of a thousand odd cars means a big blast off to the planet of Mars. Gonna tread, tread, tread.
in the red planet. Though dead, dead, and dusty as yet, will live instead, instead, when water is fed from the bed of the red planet. Gonna tread, tread on the red planet. Though dead, 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 and dusty as yet, will live instead, instead, when water is fed from the bed of the red planet. Mars. Don't you wish it were you and the crew and that view you're commanding there, and a flight bringing sight of the bright red Martian dawn. All the training and drill paying off with the thrill of that landing day. So aware you're standing a quiver where no one has ever stood on. Standing a quiver where no one has ever stood on. Driving cars around Mars in a rapture might capture your fantasy. Everest looks depressed by the crest that Olympus once grew. What of you? Close your eyes, visualize Mars and trees that would please all who plan to see greenery. History's shown many dreams overblown have been known to come true out of the blue. And the dream of the great NASA team will be happening too. They can see Martian missions fulfilling ambitions. Can you, can you, can you? Imagine the sense of achievement that day when mission control gives their goal the okay. The astronauts' thoughts of the ones they love best. Well-wishing waves pounding hearts in each breast. From decades of figuring to triggering routine, then king of all countdowns has ever been seen. Hear the loud rockets racing, replacing the hum. Lift off, reel off, Mars, here we come. Mars, here, Mars, here we come. Gonna tread on a tread on the red planet. Though dead, dead, and dusty as yet, will live instead, instead, when water is fed from the bed of the red planet. Gonna tread, tread on the red planet. Though dead, dead, and dusty as yet, will live instead, instead, when water is fed from the bed of the red planet. Gonna tread, tread on the red planet. Though dead, dead, and dusty as yet, will live instead, instead, when water is fed from the bed of the red planet. Wanna tread on the red planet, you bet.